Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fatia. I'm 11 years old, and I'm from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. I think we're both going to share some poems today. And then I have some books to chat about, too. But first, why don't we start with you, Fatia? What did you want to share today?
I wanted to share a poem, and it's called A Halloween Poem. I wanted to share it because this week will be Halloween in like probably 2 days. A Halloween Poem. May your day be filled with pumpkins and sweets, cute costumes, and lots of Halloween treats. We wish you lots of giggles and lots of fun. Tomorrow when we wake, we'll all have to run from all of the extra caloric intake. So enjoy it all now, for goodness sake. So we would just like to say, have a great day. Be sure to watch out for the frights along the way. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Yeah, so we're recording the radio show before Halloween, but it will be broadcasting the day after Halloween. So we can't report back on how our Halloween was, but have you decided yet what your costume's going to be? We could report back on that. Or report forward on that.
I'm thinking, yeah, it's going to be vampire for sure.
You're doing vampire? Cool.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. I am probably not dressing up for Halloween because I'm not very good at dressing up for anything, but we'll see. Maybe I'll pull something together. I could always wear something funny on my head, have some fun, but I do like doing Halloween things. So far this year, I've just really done one, which was I went to some mascots corn maze, which was really fun. They have like really an interesting, elaborate corn maze every year that has a cool pattern. This year is strawberries. And there's like little places hidden throughout the corn maze where you go and you find the little station and you punch a hole on a card. You try to find all the different things. So it's a bit of a scavenger hunt too. And I just remembered one other Halloween thing that I did this year was the Ghostly Gallop, the library's 5K race and kids fun run, which was this past weekend. And it was so fun. I'm really grateful to everyone who came out for that, made it a really great day. I thank the weather gods for not having it be a rainy day like it was last year. It was a beautiful sunny day, perfect weather for this race. And it's really fun seeing everyone in costume running the race. Not everyone wears a costume while they're running, but a lot of people do. That's really fun. So while I'm not good at dressing up for Halloween, I love seeing other people's creativity go wild. But I haven't done any like haunted things this year yet. Like I like a haunted corn maze or a haunted house, but I don't know if I'll get to that this year. Future me listening to this will know if I did it or not, but in the past me does not know. But thanks for sharing your poem. I have a poem to share as well that I think nicely merges, just by one mention, Halloween with the start of November, which is Native American Heritage Month. So this is a poem by a Native American poet named Lara Da, who is the poet laureate of Redmond, Washington from 2022 to 2024. And she is Eastern Shawnee. And this is a poem of hers that I really like called Passive Voice. I use a trick to teach students how to use passive voice. Circle the verbs, imagine inserting by zombies after each one. Have the words been claimed by the flesh-hungry undead? If so, passive voice. I wonder if these sixth graders will recollect on summer vacation as they stretched their legs on the way home from Yellowstone or Yosemite, and the byway's historical marker beckons them to the site of an Indian village where trouble was brewing, where, after further hostilities, the army was directed to enter, where the village was razed after the skirmish occurred, where most were women and children. Riveted bramble of passive verbs etched in wood, stripped hands breaking up from the dry ground to pinch the meat of their young red tongues. And that was from a poetry collection called Tributaries by Laura Daw. And I found this poem on poets.org, their poems for kids section, Native American Heritage Month section. And I liked this one as bridging the Halloween because of the mention of zombies. I'll share one other poem today. This is another one from the Native American Heritage Month collection on poems, poets.org, their poems for kids section. And this one I've definitely read on the radio before, but I love it. And if I can read it over and over again, our listeners can certainly hear it again if they've heard it before. But this one's called Remember, and it's by Joy Harjo, who was the United States Poet Laureate for, forget now if it was 2 terms or 3 terms. She had like an extended term because of COVID. And she was the first Native American to hold that position, that honor. And she is a member of the Muscogee Creek Nation. She's written several books of poetry. She's written at least 2 memoirs. She has collections of poetry by other poets as well. She had a really cool project for her United States Poet Laureate project where she has a map where you can kind of poke around on the map and read poems by different poets. And so they're wherever they're from is where they're listed on the map. It's a really fun way to find some new poems. And she's also a musician. She has some kids' books. Like she's a very accomplished artist. And this poem, Remember, has actually been translated into or adapted to a picture book with really beautiful illustrations by Michaela Goad, who has a number of picture books that are just every single one is beautiful. You should check them out if you like picture books like me. But this is one of my favorite poems by one of my favorite poets. So here it is. Remember. Remember the sky that you were born under. Know each of the stars' stories. Remember the moon. Know who she is. Remember the sun's birth at dawn. That is the strongest point of time. Remember sundown and the giving away tonight. Remember your birth, how your mother struggled to give you form and breath. You are evidence of her life and her mother's and hers. Remember your father, he is your life also. Remember the earth whose skin you are. Red earth, black earth, yellow earth, white earth, brown earth, we are earth. Remember the plants, trees, animal life, who all have their tribes, their families, their histories too. Talk to them, listen to them. They are alive poems. Remember the wind, remember her voice. She knows the origin of this universe. Remember you are all people and all people are you. Remember, you are this universe and this universe is you. Remember, all is in motion, is growing, is you. Remember, language comes from this. Remember, the dance language is that life is. Remember. And that was originally published in She Had Some Horses, a collection of poems by Joy Harjo. And check that book, that collection, and many of her other works out from the library. Including the picture book of Remember. I really love that poem. I love so many of her poems, but that's one that I particularly love. So those are just a few, well, 2 poems for Native American Heritage Month. And that is for the month of November. I'm trying to decide which books I want to read this month to commemorate that month. And so I thought I'd share a few descriptions of books that have been on my to-read list for some time and that I'm contemplating reading this month. We'll see if I actually get to them. Fingers crossed. So, first up is a book called I Can Make This Promise by Christine Day. And Christine Day is Upper Skagit, and she grew up in Seattle, and she still lives up in the Pacific Northwest today. And this was inspired by her family's history. Here's the description. All her life, Edie has known that her mom was adopted by a white couple. So, no matter how curious she might be about her Native American heritage, Edie is sure her family doesn't have any answers until the day when she and her friends discover a box hidden in the attic, a box full of letters signed Love Edith and photos of a woman who looks just like her. Suddenly, Edie has a flurry of new questions about this woman who shares her name. Could she belong to the Native family that Edie never knew about? But if her mom and dad have kept this secret from her all her life, how can she trust them to tell her the truth now? I've heard really great things about this book, as well as other books by this author. And so, whether it's this or a different one, I feel like I should read a book by Christine Day this month. Both of her middle grade fiction books have been on my list a long time. And I just think the story idea, which is interesting that is based on her family story, is interesting. The idea of like not knowing who your birth family was and wondering about them and then finding a picture of someone that looks like you in the attic and having sort of a clue to like this part of your history, your story. So again, that's I Can Make This Promise by Christine Day, and that is a book for middle grade readers. And that one came out some time ago, so that's definitely available. All of the ones I'm sharing today are have been out for at least a year, so are available at your local library or favorite bookstore, perhaps. And then the next two that I'm going to share are books written for teens. And so one of them is called Hearts Unbroken by Cynthia Leighton-Smith, who I have read other books by her before. I've read Sisters of the Never Sea, which is a indigenous Peter Pan retelling. And I just recently read On a Wing and a Tear, which I really liked a lot. And she's a citizen of Muscogee Nation, and she lives in Texas. And this book, Hearts Unbroken, was a winner of an American Indian Youth Literature Award, and has been on my list since it first came out back in 2018. So, no time like the present, right? Here's the description for this one. When Louise Wolfe's first real boyfriend mocks and disrespects Native people in front of her, she breaks things off and dumps him over email. It's her senior year anyway, and she'd rather spend her time with her family and friends and working on the school newspaper. The editors pair her with Joey Kairouz, the ambitious new photojournalist, and in no time, the paper staff find themselves with a major story to cover. The school musical director's inclusive approach to casting The Wizard of Oz has been provoking backlash in their mostly white, middle-class Kansas town. From the newly formed Parents Against Revisionist Theater to anonymous threats, long-held prejudices are being laid bare, and hostilities are spreading against teachers, parents, and students, especially the cast members at the center of the controversy, including Lou's little brother, who's playing the Tin Man. As tensions mount at school, so does a romance between Lou and Joey. But as she's learned, dating while Native can be difficult. In trying to protect her own heart, will Lou break Joey's? I think part of what has always drawn me to this book, why it's been on my to-read list for so long, although not why I haven't read it, but is the connection to school newspaper, because that's something I can relate to from when I was a teen. I was on the school newspaper for several years, and I believe the character in this book, is she a photographer? I'm trying to remember if she does photography or not, or if I'm confusing books, but that was my main role in newspaper was photography. But I think the idea of the story around the musical theater is also interesting. So you get perhaps a little youth activism in there. So again, that's Hearts Unbroken by Cynthia Leighton Smith. Sounds good. Will this be the year I finally read it? We'll see. And then lastly is a book that has only been on my to-read list since 2021, so still a while, but not quite as long. That's when this book first came out. And it is called Firekeeper's Daughter. It's by Angeline Bouley. And Angeline Bouley is an enrolled member of the SALT. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. She's an enrolled member of the SALT Saint Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians, which I'm not sure if I was saying the SALT Saint Marie Tribe. I'm not sure if I'm saying that part right, of Chippewa Indians. And she writes about her Ojibwe community in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. And yeah, I'm excited to read this book. I also have seen articles saying that it was optioned for a Netflix series, so perhaps we'll see this as a series someday. But in the meanwhile, I should get to reading it because I like to read things before I watch it. So, got to do this before it comes out and I want to watch it. So, here's the description for this one. As a biracial, unenrolled tribal member and the product of a scandal, Donis Fontaine has never quite fit in, both in her hometown and on the nearby Ojibwe reservation. When her family is struck by tragedy, Donis puts her dreams on hold to care for her fragile mother. The only bright spot is meeting Jamie, the charming new recruit on her brother's hockey team. After Donis witnesses a shocking murder that thrusts her into a criminal investigation, she agrees to go undercover. But the deceptions and deaths keep piling up, and soon the threat strikes too close to home. How far will she go to protect her community if it means tearing apart the only world she's ever known? This one came out to much acclaim, very well reviewed. It's a bestseller. It won the Edgar Allan Poe Award for Best Young Adult Novel in 2022. And it won a Goodreads Choice Award for Best Young Adult Fiction. And I believe, did it win a Michael Prince Award? Oh yeah, it won a bunch of awards. It won the Michael L. Prince Award. It won the, which is for an award from the American Library Association, Young Adult Library Services Association, for the best book for teens of that year. It also won the Morris Award from the American Library Association and Young Adult Library Association, which is an award for a first-time author writing for teens, and also the Walter Award, which is an award for outstanding children's literature named after Walter Dean Myers. And it won a American Indian Youth Literature Award, which is given out by the American Indian Library Association during the Youth Media Awards of the American Library Association. So many, many awards. There's no reason I shouldn't have read this book yet, but for some reason I haven't. So perhaps this will be the year. And there's also a sequel to this book that has since come out. So if I love it, I can add one more book to my to-read list. But also tying back to the poem I read earlier. So the poem Remember by Joy Harjo was made into a picture book with illustrations by Michaela Goad, who also did the cover design for the sequel to Firekeeper's Daughter by Angeline Bouley. So has a beautiful cover. The first book also has a beautiful cover. I'm not sure who the illustrator or artist is for the first book, but also a beautiful cover. Anyways, those are three books on my very, very, very long to read list. I will never read every book on my to read list. Just sad, but true. But I keep adding to it. I add to it faster than I can read books off of it. So, but I try each year to not just read new books, but to tackle some of the books that I've been wanting to read for a long time and just haven't gotten around to. And so hopefully I will read one of these three books that I mentioned today, this month. It's the start of the month, so I have many weeks to make it happen. Do you believe in me, Fatia? Think I can do it?
Yeah, I think you'll be able to do.
Yay, thank you. You can hold me accountable. Each week you can be like, hey, Emily, did you read any of those books yet? And I'll probably, for the first week or two, be like, no, I didn't. But we'll see. I'll get to them sometime. I'll get to at least one of them this month, I promise. You can hold me to it. But anyways, those are the books for the week. Do you have anything coming up that you're excited for, either to read or to do?
Well, there's actually like a book about Halloween. It's called Mina's and Lucy's Guide to Slaying Dracula, and I think it's on Gen Z Media. We've been reading a lot of it in school, and I feel like I want to read some of it outside of school. It's like a very interesting book.
What was it called?
Mina's and Lucy's Guide to Slaying Dracula.
That sounds fun. Poor Dracula, though. Not as much fun for him. But anyways, we're gonna say goodbye for the day. We hope everyone has a great week with lots of quality reading time, and we will be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then.
Happy reading!